God is good. And, you know, as we walk through our relationship with our Heavenly Father, there's times of downhill where things seem to go smoothly. And then there's times of uphill, which, because I'm so out of shape, it's it's hard. But for some, maybe uphill is easy too. But really, our relationship with the Lord, there's learning. And then there's times of what I've learned that I practice. And then there's more learning. And then there's times of what I've learned, I've practiced. And then I believe there's more learning. And then there's times that we practice. I believe when we get to a spot where we say, there's nothing more I can learn, is a time where we need to stop and go, I need to learn. And so this series, as I was listening to Dr. Daniel Brown and listening to Tyler, I've realized there's much more I need to learn. And sometimes we get to we get into a rut where it's like, I know this and I know that, and so I'll just do this. And, you know, we start to lay some sort of track, and then all of a sudden the Lord just throws a loop in it all. You still have a foundation. But people who are in construction, and which I am not, so I do speak a little bit out of ignorance, but I do know that you can add rooms to houses. You can add them well or not so well. When I'm doing renovations here at the church with the guys that help me and the ladies that help me, I realized some things were done quickly and some things were done maybe inexperiencedly. That's a word. With not much experience. So God's put people in our congregation. Like, I think of Ron in the electrical. When he talks, it's like, that sounds great, Ron. Can you do it? Because I don't understand a word you just said. So it's great to have an electrician. And Brett, it's great. And Davidson with their saws, and they can cut straight lines, not like me. So it's great to have people in our lives, people who have good eyes to see when there's a problem or when there's a problem arising that needs to be attended to and let someone know. And the willingness to help, Greg, you know, with the door on the washroom, just taking it on and saying, hey, I got to get it fixed, and then realizing that it's old. The screws aren't the same as they used to be. But, you know, like, that is as we are learning and growing within Christ. We all have a part. We're all part of one body. And what I'm really excited about is the Holy Spirit. Because, you know what? There is only one God. There is one Jesus and there's one Holy Spirit. And when Jesus left this earth and the disciples are there in the room and Jesus left and said, when I leave, I will give you the gift. And the gift was what? The Holy Spirit. And how we as a church have come to so focused on other things. And I'm pretty sure I grew up in the way that you either have a gift of healing or you have the gift of words of knowledge or you just have, but that's it. You're limited to what you can do. That limits, but listening and just this whole new concept of there's one Holy Spirit and there's one person who hands out the gifts. It is for everybody. We're all one body. We're all to work together. And so realizing that the Holy Spirit hands out when it is needed has really just this last week listening to these sermons have got my mind just rattled. It's shaken my world because, you know, it was much easier to just go, you know, he's got the gift of prophecy and he's got the gift of healing and he's got the gift of talking or whatever, you know, just all the different things. But realizing that it is only one Spirit. And the gift is for all. Because it says it in Scripture. I give you all these things. So you're not limited to what or where you can be with the Lord. And I found that refreshing. Because maybe, just maybe, I could pray for someone and, you know, where we're going to talk about today is healing and miracles. But maybe there could be a healing. Maybe there may be a miracle. I don't have to run off to Dan, who's the miracle maker. Example. Just an example, Dan. Or run to the anointed ones, yeah. Or I do believe God blesses them, and I believe God uses them. So God has healed many people. He used our founder, Amy Simple McPherson. When you read through it, it's like, I want a church like that. Where every day, I mean, they had a room that was just for the crutches and wheelchairs because it would fill up after a service. But she had much more than that, a gift of just loving the Lord and, okay, God, what do we want to do? She was extravagant. That's why she was in Hollywood. It was perfect for what she did. But it was amazing the ministry that has unfolded through her obedience to God. And that's for all of us. I never really thought of that before, but it's for all of us. I liked it when Tyler said that he is a teacher versus a pastor. And I heard a lot of laughter because of his story and stuff in there. But I just thought that was good to know. But at the same time, it's a gift. And how many times when people give you a gift, do you say, no, I don't want it? Our Heavenly Father has a gift. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift. And so He's giving it to you. And we, sometimes say, I don't want that gift. But think, just imagine at Christmas time, if your kids or yourself say, I don't want any, don't give me gifts, no, get lost. I don't want it. If they're handing it to you, and you're saying, I don't want it. I believe the Lord this morning, I believe the Lord every single day is doing that. He's handing the gift out to us. Dr. Daniel Brand talked a lot about, the gift of the Holy Spirit. I do recommend that you go back on and watch that again and again a couple more times and take some more information. Again, it's just, I think he has a lot of information, and it was kind of like, just like this past weekend, it was just so much information. It's like information overload. You can't grab everything. Get back in and watch a little bit more. Pastor Tyler spoke, too, about the gift of teacher, pastor, and apostle. I recommend go back and listen to it. Write down some notes. It was good, just a real good breath of fresh air of just understanding Scripture a little bit more. My main text this morning will be 1 Corinthians 12 as well. And I want to just read through this a little bit. And then we're just going to just break apart a little bit of the healing and working of miracles, the differences between the two. And hopefully this morning, something triggers. There's just, again, this whole passage. There's a lot of information in this passage, so we could spend weeks on it. But I just think, again, it's just stepping out in faith and saying, Holy Spirit, speak to me. This morning, we spent a few minutes just listening to what God has for us. One of the things that we need to do is do that daily. One of the things that we need to challenge ourselves is not just stop, but write it down. And then the second challenge is to write down what your response to that is and ask God to speak to you and start a conversation. That is what we're trying to nurture is within ourselves is being able to recognize the voice of what God is trying to tell us, the Holy Spirit inside us. Many times I'm confident to say that the Lord has spoken to me, but because I haven't practiced and listened enough, I've probably missed sometimes going up to that person and talking to them or sharing Christ with that person who I should have shared Christ with. Because, again, is it my voice or is it the Holy Spirit's voice? But as we have those conversations with the Lord, we begin to recognize that voice. Now, everybody, I think, is unique and different, and the Lord may speak to you in different ways. So for me, it's a still small voice, and it feels like it's coming right from here. And some people, it's somebody of words of affirmation or it's, you get into the Word and that's God speaking to you. Or someone says something to you and you get really upset, but you know it's right. Sometimes that's the Lord using someone else because He needs to kind of break through those walls. So there's all different ways the Lord wants to speak to you and for you to hear Him. But it's really again, comes back to it's our decision to hear the voice. That's the amazing thing about our Father in heaven and about our relationship with him, is that it's not based on chants and rituals and all those things that a lot of the religions, this, if you don't do it this way and do it that way. I heard a speaker saying that one of the things, he was a kickboxer, was one of the speakers at the conference, and he was a kickboxer, and one of the traditions was is to touch each corner of the ring. He just did it because he wanted to fight. But it's actually superstitious. It's to keep out the gods and the spirits, and it's actually to open up an area of like a spiritual haven, basically, where there's no gods are allowed to help you fight, none of that stuff. And it was like, are we so thankful we don't have to walk around and touch the corner of the rings because God is here? He wants to just move in your life. But he gives us the choice to accept him and receive him. And it's a choice on a daily basis, not just on a whim. We daily need to be coming to him. I love it when I hear people say, the first thing I do when I wake up is I get my cup of coffee and get into the Word. Because that kind of fires up the day. So for myself, over this past year, and I've said this a few times, is I've been working through the Bible, but that's actually my morning before I start anything, is I get into the Word. Just study it. Just read it through. Okay, then second step is I'm praying to listen to God. It was great to read the Word, but now, God, what do you have for me today to share or for my life? What do I need to clean up? So I want to encourage you this morning. So we're going to jump into 1 Corinthians 12, and we'll just read through this whole passage together. Well, I'll read it, and you can listen unless you want to read out loud too, but it's up to you. Verse 4, it's NIV, and it says this, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different gifts, or there are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To the one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge, by means of the same Spirit. To the other, faith by the Spirit, same Spirit. To the other, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. You notice how it keeps saying the same Spirit there, right? To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. And I thought I'll end there because I thought that last little point there was really good, and then we'll just jump into healings and the work of miracles. But is he distributes them to each one. It doesn't say to just one person. It says to each one. And before, and just as he determines. So my firm belief is that he's saying to each one, it means to each one of us, to each person that he feels and he determines. And what I'm understanding it is it could be at any point in time. So how I'm seeing this is that the Lord on his time and the Holy Spirit on his time, you know, you could pray for someone and they get healed, and you pray for someone else, they don't get healed, or you pray for a miracle and there's a miracle, and you pray there's no miracle. It's on his timing, but it's for everyone. So we all need to participate in this, not just the person we deem to be the healer or the person who's the miracle maker, but we're all to participate because it's one Spirit. It's one God. Make our petitions known. So the gift of healing is slightly different from the gift of miracles or miracles. And what I've just kind of, some of the definitions that I come up with through just studying it was the gift of healing. The gifts of healing are supernatural enablements given to a believer to minister various kinds of healings. And sometimes that's an instant healing, and sometimes that's a gradual. Might be, I need to pray for him a few times. And Mark 10:51, John 9:6-7, Mark 8:22 and 25. Mark 10 talks about the blind man. He received sight instantly. It was instantaneously. In John 9, Jesus spat on the ground, made clay, put it on the blind man's eyes, but then he told him to go wash it. So there was an act. So sometimes healing, there's instant, and sometimes there's an act that has to happen. And then Mark 8 says, I'll just read this one out. Jesus takes the blind man away from the crowd. He spat on his eyes, put his hands on him. The blind man only saw trees. So he could kind of see, but then what did he have to do again? It says, then he put his hands on his eyes again. And this is Jesus. So sometimes we need to pray again and pray again until that comes. And so that's a healing. To me, that's part of healing. So there's different, can I use stages or different styles of how the Lord wants to heal? It's shown in Scripture. And even Jesus, our Lord, had to pray for someone twice. What's really interesting, too, as we read through, one of the things that Jesus did a lot of was he went in a solitude place to pray. Because he needed to hear from the Lord and the Holy Spirit, and what do you want me to do? We're not better than that. If we're to be like Jesus, because I know that's in our terminology, I want to be more like Jesus, I want to do what Jesus did. Well, Jesus spent time alone with the Heavenly Father. So my question to you, to question yourself, is how much time am I spending alone with my Heavenly Father? Am I just working too much? Am I socializing too much? Am I going into my, you know, not a quiet spot, but you're going into where it's busy, or you got your list is so big that you're exhausted by the end of the day? Did you spend time with the Lord? I just want to encourage you to make sure we be like Jesus. And the miracles on the other side of things is, it's often used as a characteristic, any benefit, beneficial event that is statistically unlike, but not contrary to the laws of nature. So it's something totally miraculous. Something like, I think of someone who, a barren person who cannot have children, and all of a sudden they have a child. I think of Tyler and Lizzie. That was them. She's pregnant right now, and they were told they weren't going to have any children. And now it's like, stop, guys. Those are miracles. Those are things that are just, you know, and we pray for miracles all the time. I pray for healings beyond what we can think in our mind. Sometimes it's miracles within our hearts. For our children, I think we got to continually pray for our children who aren't serving the Lord. We can't stop, and it's going to be supernatural how it's going to happen. There is no, when we're praying, there is no coincidences. There's no luck. It is our Heavenly Father working, and let's give Him the glory for that. I think of our Mission Thrift Store that's coming in, and how for years it tried to kind of get a building going. This to me is a miracle because it didn't happen. And then all of a sudden, a group of people from Alberta to BC want to give us a gift. Amen. They bought the building. They're doing all this work. That's a miracle. Because honestly, the finances, I don't think the Mission Thrift Store could have done it on its own. So it's just one of those things that is just a miracle. Like, I don't get it. And the favor we have is just unbelievable within this group of men and women who want to invest here in Cranbrook. And so for me, that's the difference between the two. Some healing is like an instant, or we need to be praying for, and you see a body, that type of, that to me is your healing, where miracles are just things that just, you can't fathom them happening. So this morning, as we conclude in our service, and I know it was a fairly quick sermon this morning, but I wanted us to spend a few minutes, just the Lord really just impressed my heart that He wants to speak to us this morning. He wants to do what we talked about, a miracle in your life. There's something that you've been praying for. He wants you to take this time to spend an extra little time praying for that. I also believe the Lord wants to do healings here this morning. So I'm going to challenge you a little bit, and maybe a little, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but at the same time, if you feel that you need to pray for someone, pray for them, but just make sure that it's okay. All right? And if you're not comfortable, just say, I'm not comfortable, okay? But I think we need to hear from the Lord, and this is ways we can practice hearing from the Lord, responding to what we hear from the Lord, so that way we can say, well, and ask that person, if you feel called to go pray for them, just say, is this right? Does this make sense? I'm challenging myself in that area too. So this isn't just this is an everybody in New Life Foursquare challenge. And if you just want to sit and just listen to what the Lord would have for you, just do that as well. There's no pressure. But I just believe God wants to break through some strongholds this morning. And like I say, some of it might be a physical healing. Some of it might be just we need a miraculous, something that is just a miraculous, a major miracle. So you just close your eyes and let's just spend some time with the Lord.